All right, welcome back. I'd like to introduce J.C. Peretz. He's a CMT, founder, president, Eagle Bay Capital, one of the top chartists in the country. J.C., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about commodities, which have been getting beaten up, although agriculture has done well. And then let's talk about India.
Sure. Well, I mean, I would argue that commodities have been doing very well. In fact, commodities are the best asset class in the world year to date. While the S&P 500 is actually down for the year, bonds are doing nice. Bonds, treasury bonds are up 7% for the year. But if you look at an equal weight commodities index, in other words, you know, if you look at your traditional CRB index where it's 40% energy, you know, to me, for that, just, you know, talk about energy. Why are you going to talk about the entire asset class? So if you look at the continuous contracts, the equal weighted, they're up 11% year to date, you know, at fresh highs this week. So I love them, and I think that continues.
Well, what commodities do you like, or do you buy an ETF, or how do you play it?
Yeah, and you know, to your point, you talk about some of the commodities getting hurt. You know, I imagine copper is probably what you had in mind. You know, and that was a big break. That was a big break. And I think that continues. I think copper continues to deteriorate. There's very high correlations with copper and emerging markets. So I think copper will continue to lead emerging markets lower. So I definitely don't like copper. I think that can still be sold. Any rallies can be sold. What do I like? I love palladium. Palladium, man, that is without a doubt one of the most beautiful charts in the world of any asset class that I look at.
Let me ask you a question. I just saw a breakout on an old friend, the SWC, Stillwater Mining. Is that palladium?
You know. Again, you know, as a technician, I focus on price and whatnot.
Right.
That name was actually brought to my attention when, you know, palladium first broke out last week. And I ran the numbers, and there is actually very high positive correlations between Stillwater Mining and palladium. So although I don't know exactly what Stillwater does, I think you're 100% right. The correlation's there. I know you're not really a why guy. You're more of a what and a when like me. And I think you're 100% on the money. Yep.
Okay. How can we play it in an ETF? Is there an ETF to play it?
Yeah. You know, me, I don't like to get cute. You know, if I like a chart, I'll buy the chart. So yeah, you can own palladium, you can own the futures, or you can own PALL is the palladium exchange traded fund. You know, at the end of the day, that's really what we like. You know, after peaking in 2011 with the rest of the metals, you know, if you recall, copper got hit hard after spring of 2011. Gold went on to make a little bit more of a run, but silver got smoked. You know, platinum got smoked. And during that time, palladium has really traded sideways. Palladium didn't get smoked, and it's very close to its 2011 highs, which none of the other metals are. And we're breaking out of this consolidation. We broke out last week, and we held in very nicely this week. You know, it's turning into, you know, a nice little pennant, a little flag, call it what you want. It's a healthy consolidation, right?
How about, are there any other commodities that you like besides palladium?
You know, I still like the softs. You know, the softs is, you know, what you were talking about earlier, the softs is really where it's at. I mean, coffee did its thing, obviously. I mean, that went absolutely parabolic. It's essentially doubled so far this year. I still like corn. Corn is up 8 weeks in a row, something like that. You know, it may have actually been flat for the week. Where did it close for the week? Pretty much flat for the week. But I love it. I think corn definitely goes higher. I think corn sees 600. I like sugar. It's a tough entry. I want to see a breakout. I'd rather own sugar above 18.5. Right now we're at 17 change. So I'd rather wait for the breakout. I think that's got so much upside that to anticipate the breakout, you know, I think it's silly because I think we got plenty of time. So I'll be watching the sugar. Cocoa continues to make new highs. I mean, that was really the first soft to get going. You know, before coffee made its move and before corn bottomed at the beginning of the year. Cocoa has been rallying since last summer. New highs this week, actually. So I still like cocoa. I like that entire soft space. You know, the ags, right?
What percentage of your business is commodity? I mean, is futures?
I trade only equities. So when, if I'm gonna trade a specific commodity, I'll be in an ETF, or you know, in a stock or in a company that's very highly correlated to that. Or but generally, I like to be directly in the exchange traded funds. Yep.
All right, let's talk about India, because the emerging markets have gotten crushed. China has been down, but not India.
No, you know, India, I mean, it's very, very interesting what's going on. So we talk about copper, right? And, you know, people talk about Dr. Copper, how, you know, it's a leading indicator for the economy and how the United States is, you know, U.S. stocks should follow copper, but that's not true at all. There's no correlation between copper and U.S. stocks, but there is very high correlation between copper and emerging markets. EEM specifically, you know, go back, look at the charts, look at, I mean, you know, you guys look at a lot of charts, go back, look 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and, you know, you see the rally off the 2009 bottom, you know, into the 2011 top, and since then, it's just kind of been this big rounding top formation. I mean, you see it with all of these emerging markets, looks like copper, EEM, China, right, you know, FXI specifically in China, Russia, whatnot. But India's not doing that. So while you have China making new lows, Russia making new lows, and we're talking about multi-year lows, Brazil rolling over making new lows, India's breaking out to new highs. You know, if you look over the last 6 months, India's up 13%, much better than the 10% that the S&P 500 is up during that same time period over the last 6 months. And just year-to-date alone, with all of these emerging markets getting smoked, you look at Russia down 25% just this year alone, Russia. You know, you got China down 14%. You got Brazil down 13%. India is up 1.5%. So, I mean, that just the relative strength alone, I think, is so impressive that if you want to be kind of emerging markets neutral, you know, if you're not a short seller or whatever and you just want to be neutral, I think you could be long India and get out of and sell the others, or sell EEM as a group. You know, I would only want to be long India above 17. We start breaking 17 in EPI, which is the India ETF. You know, I would start to get a little bit more cautious. EPI?
What's EPI?
Is the India ETF, the Wisdom Tree ETF. Yep. So Eddie, Peter, Indigo.
Okay. I could put that one down.
So on a relative basis, there's nothing better out there in the EEM space. I mean, Indonesia's had a nice run. We got to give it that. Indonesia's had a monster run this year, but I think you could probably fade the strength.
So, JC, if people want to get in touch with you to find out more about your service and how you could help them, what website can they go to?
Yeah, go to allstarcharts.com. This month actually marks the 3-year anniversary of the launch of All Star Charts, so it's exciting for us here. And the name of my firm is Eagle Bay Capital. If anybody has any questions in terms of our money management, you know, and our portfolio management, they can contact us at info@eaglebaycapital.com. But the home page is All Star Charts. So, you know, we put up all our charts, all asset classes, currencies, commodities, equities, fixed income. We've loved bonds all year. We continue to love bonds. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So, you know, feel free to check it out.
Let me just ask you a question. You love bonds here. Rates are so low. Everyone says, oh, they can't go any lower.
So as a technician, as somebody who analyzes sentiment, I will ask you to say what you just said one more time. What does everybody say?
All right. J.C. Peretz, this guy knows his stuff, folks. But he concentrates on price. And that's what we all need to concentrate. Not news, not fundamentals, but price. J.C., thank you so much for being our guest and winning on Wall Street. And keep up the great work.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Thanks, man. And again, his website, info@eaglebaycapital.com. Or you can go to his charts, allstarcharts.com. J.C. Peretz, this guy's smart. He knows his stuff. And we are happy to have him right here, Winning on Wall Street, on an open forum Friday. Don't go away, because the last segment could be the best.